like a hammer on the block. If love began to rot, give the sister love and pride. Feel poor and satisfied. I'm not a girl to linger, but I feel like a butterfinger. I wanna do it. Oh. In the summertime, feeling your sweet face, all laid up next to mine. Sweet love in the midnight, good sleep come morning light. No worry about nothing, just getting good, just getting good, just getting good love.
Right.
Do it again, 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 do it, 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 do it again, 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 do it again.
Don't make me say that twice. All right. Hey, drum roll, everybody. Hey, it's time for the Versus WB of Versus Roz. Yes, last week, if you guys were listening in, and a lot of you guys were because you told me you loved the show. And so welcome back, Miss Roz.
Well, hello.
Oh, boy. Okay. I see a whole different attitude here tonight.
Yes, I have Pepsi. I'm good.
Yeah, I understand. And I have my energy drink right here. All right, so we're real good.
Brown.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, welcome to this Versus, this second Versus. I've been looking forward to this all week, ever since last Friday. So keep it locked right here on The Buzz. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting, in our opinion, anywhere around the globe. Now, to the left of me and to the right of me, we have our two judges here tonight. On the left, we've got Kev, okay? Kev is also a co-host on the Saturday morning show, the Studio W Sports page. And to the right, got my main man, we got E. Scott, a.k.a. Mill Brown, and they will be our judges, and they will be dialoguing or telling you their opinion of the show at the quarters, okay? We're going to have four quarters here, and the only person in between that's going to be talking stuff is probably Roz. And well, okay, so I might have to respond to her probably, and more than likely. But get ready, grab a glass, kick back, and enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get this thing started off. Roz has her list, and I have mine. So, Roz, if you don't mind, we're going to kick it off with yours first. Then I will play mine, and then, you know, we can talk smack, you know, in between, you know.
Oh, there will be a lot of smack talking done.
Yes, you can count on that one. All right. Oh, but don't expect me to lay down.
Well, if I tell you to.
I'll let you know. All right. Be right back. Ow.
Oh,
All right, Miss Ross. All right. Hey, look, you can't argue with AWB. I do understand that. There's no question about it. Now, we'll talk right after this one. See, I see you came out of the gate swinging, but hey, baby, you got to find out what is hip. Uh-huh. That's right. All right. Hey, we're not going to judge right now. Okay, that's one for one. And we'll let the judges and the audience judge at the quarter. At the half, okay? Let's see. No, we have quarters, right? Yeah, we have 8 quarters here. 2 hours of fun, folks. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Hey, this is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. And I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge this day. This is Veterans Day. Okay, Veterans Day, and honor to all of you veterans out there. I'll tell you what, many people will tell you, and I'm going to tell you personally how I appreciate what you do for this country. It's immensely important. So thank you so much. And I do have to make an acknowledgement today, because I was naming off quite a few veterans that I know. You know, he's over there getting me to laugh right now. And I went through everybody in my family, my granddaughter who's over there in Kuwait right now. Oh, Miracle, we love you, baby. My nephew Marcus, and he's in South Korea. I have a brother, 24 years in the Air Force. Clayton Brown, thank you so much. Brother Daniel Brown that was in the Army. That's right. Barrett Brown that was in the Army. My cousin Michael Leeper, Fulbright Colonel, in the, U.S. Army. I understand that my co-host here tonight, Ms. Roz, thank you so much, darling, for your service. Really appreciate that. And my main man, my son, E. Scott Brown. You guys know him. He's Emil Scott Brown. And you guys know him by Mill. I call him Scott, especially when I want to get his attention. Okay? So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you to all of you veterans out there. My brother, Joe Mays Jr. out there in Southern California. Thank you. And many of my friends throughout the country and around the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, Ms. Roz, good stuff. Let's groove Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then Tower of Power. So we're not going to make, I don't know, what do you like to say before we move on to your next song? Are you lost for words? Oh, okay, hold on 1 second. Oh, you got some a little background noise going on there.
What okay. Background noise?
Oh, the noise that I have in my headset. Okay.
Okay,
very good. So, what would you like to say? Wow, you can make comments too about the veterans. I think that's vitally important, and vitally important that we acknowledge that. And also, our first two songs here, you had Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I had Let's Groove, and I came out with Tower of Power. What is hip? I mean, you can say whatever you like to say.
If you let me get on the microphone, because you keep talking.
You're on the microphone right now.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, all of the people that I invited. I see Ishima is here. Aisha's my daughter. I see Denise, another shipmate that I met on board the USS Kearsarge. We have been friends since 1998. I did 20 years, 7 months, and 4 days. And, yes, I counted every darn minute of it. Because most of that was a tragedy. But I come from a military family. My uncle served in Vietnam in the Army. My brother-in-law served in Korea in the Air Force. My second eldest sister did 22 years United States Navy. My brother, who has gone on to glory, he retired from the United States Navy. Mm. My baby sister did 26 years since she was retired as a Sergeant Major, United States Marine Corps. My youngest daughter, who is trying to get online but not be seen, she was a United States, think there's never such a thing as was Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. So, right. Oorah, Simplify, Devil Dog, whatever they say, I don't even know. Okay. And, as for this, song, see, I came up with a playlist because I like old school. I like, old school funk. and pretty much everything on my list is funky. Now, last week, Mr. W Buzz or whatever your name is.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This is WB. The station is Studio W Buzz. Okay.
Okay. WB on
Thank you,
Studio
darling.
W Buzz. Last week, you were playing songs, and I swear to God, I thought Miss Celia was going to come out my bathroom with a head full of filler to my sister.
Oh, no, women. No, you did not. See, okay. Now, before we go on, there are a couple. Let me go back to the veterans here, okay? Because, see, you're talking trash right now, and I'm not even.
Already?
Yeah, already.
That's what I do.
That's what you're supposed to do, and guess what? You met your match, darling. Anyway, let's get back to the. Oh, somebody's trying to get on right here. Who is that? Okay, I just let them in. All right. So, anyway.
Who is it? I don't see another person.
Is it Isha? Yeah, well, there she's not on camera. She can let her camera on.
No, it's just my children don't need to be singing. They're good.
Okay. Well, anyway, can I get back to my? I want to acknowledge two more veterans, and I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge these two, Penny Smith and John Smith, and their story is so interesting because Penny Smith. Oh, my God. She's a co-host on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a talk show that you really need to hear. She comes from the heart. She's natural. There's nothing scripted about her show, and she speak on the issues that we think about every day. Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Mrs. Penny, she comes on at 5 p.m. on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock on the West, and 4 o'clock Central. And her husband, John Smith. Penny did 23 years, 24 years. Hey, Penny, let me know. In the Army. That's right. I'm proud of that sister. And she retired as an E-7. You guys know what that is. Okay. She was Sergeant First Class in the Army. And I believe John did, her husband did about 19 or 20, something like that. Guys, please correct me if I know it was. And it's interesting. John went in first, and when he was coming out, she was coming in. It's an amazing story. And she has a show called Let's Talk About with Ms. Penny right here on Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Folks, we have music, talk, sports, comedy, and a whole lot more. Now, I'm going to get to Miss Roz. I'm going to get to her song right now, and then I'll come back with my rebuttal on this fabulous verses. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Oh, see, she's trying to pull out all the jabs here. I see what's going on. I've got something for you.
You don't know nothing about that, bro.
I know something about all of this. This is what I do. Huh. See, you in college. I'm in graduate school. Oh, I'm sorry. Already graduated.
You are living. keep on pushing, pushing until I get through. My main objective, baby, is to get to ya. Turn your mind around. I know it'll take time, but you know I can wait. You're on my mind. You are in my system. I just want you to know that.
That's good, Miss Roz. No question about it. No question about it. The system. You are in my system. Hey, gals and girls, this is what we want you to do. Hey, get this station in your system. Studio W, the buzz, the finest in broadcasting, music, talk, sports, comedy, and entertainment, and a whole lot more, and a whole lot of fun. So I advise that you kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy this special moment right here. Yes? Okay. All right. I've got something for you, Miss Roz. All right. Get ready for this. Pieces of a Dream. 4-5-4. All right. If that don't make you move, then she got her hands on her chin. All right, well, you go and do that. We used to call you Wallflowers. Ow! Mm-hmm. So disrespectful. Thank you. Perhaps you can't dance. Oh, no. The knees are good. Believe that. Okay, no. Hey, no. Okay, Ms. Roz, I'm going to speak first here. You had in one of your private comments here that's not a song to dance to. Well, I don't know how you dance. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you do the Texas two-step or the push-push or whatever it is. But that is very much a dance song if you can dance. Miss Roz, where is she? Hold on one second. Hold on.
I'm here.
Oh, no, seriously though. Are you serious right now? That is not a dance song. I don't know what you used to dancing to. You know, maybe you like, Charlie Pride or some of those folks. I don't know. But you know.
Oh, see.
See nothing.
You about to get cussed the hell out.
Well, cuss me out. I don't care.
All,
I can, you know, you're not the only one on this air that can cuss. I just have to be respectful of my station here, okay? And not that I'm governed by any FCC rules or anything like that, but you don't want to go there.
No, I don't want to go there, but I need to address something first. Hold up. Let me address something first. We have had Aisha Ma asking what is the theme of each quarter so she can tally up her voting right. Because right now we just playing songs. You said we have quarters. Each quarter should have a theme.
No, well, okay. Not necessarily. I'm playing what's on your list, and I'm matching the song based on, this is what R&B, basic R&B and old school music. That's basically all it is, right? Because if you, hold on, 1 second. I don't want the Alzheimer's to kick in too much, because we talked earlier today, and I said, well, hey, let's do a random whatever it is. You said, no, let's keep it to R&B. And so I've been following the instructions. So now what would you like next, Ms. Roz?
Well, see, when we talked earlier, you didn't say anything about a theme. We just said we was going to play songs.
We don't need a theme.
Okay, we don't need a theme. All right, you hear that, Ishama? We don't need a theme. We just going to play songs and y'all just vote. Yeah, it's going to be random.
That's exactly right.
Okay, now that I have addressed that to my guest, because that is my daughter, she came here to support her mother, and she had a question that she needed to be answered.
Well, I hope it
now, did. Getting back to you!
Talk to me.
First of all...
Yes, ma'am.
You so old, you fart dust.
Are you serious about that? Well, see, yes. Well, you're yes. The one with the
second
bad knees.
Well, second of all, I can dance, but my knees are a lot more lively than yours is.
Oh, no, you don't know that. And no, look.
Because you spent the last 22 years on your knees begging folks.
No, I'm not going to talk about where you spent your last 22 years on your knees. We ain't gonna talk about that. I won't beg you for nothing. I don't know what you were doing.
In my lap on my desk. But anyway.
Just get ready for this spanking because see, okay, you're a customer. Okay, never mind. Anyway.
I'm smiling. But God, I don't want to cuss you out.
Somebody bring me something to drink because it's, look, let me tell you something right now.
I know, because your music dry. He needs something to drink.
Dry? Are you serious right now? Oh, Lord, I can see where your taste is going. I tell you what, I'm going to play your next song. We come right back right after this, okay? I like this one. And as a matter of fact, I have this on my playlist. As far as, look, woman, I can sing and I can dance, all right?
That's one.
That's two. Sing and dance.
Oh!
All right. Maybe that'll shut up for a minute. Okay. I got some four.
Watch this.
Just what you need.
Jabba Ranks. I told you she's come out with guns blazing. And look here, I don't blame her for that one. But this one, yeah. Yeah, you remember this? Uh-huh. Maxi Priest, Close to You. Ah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Jezebel, this Brixton queen, living a life like
already
a
told
queen.
You.
Telling the lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a wheel on fire. Walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escaping me. I just wanna be lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems. When you touch and you're holding me the way you do, girl, you make my dreams come true. You make my dreams come true. She holds me back or she goes too far, winding me up just to let me down. So emotional, gagging down. There's more to this than meets the eye. A devil woman locked inside. With the full moon rising, I was scared. I think I was possessed.
I just wanna be close. Every time your body's next to mine, something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel. I can't believe it's real. I just wanna be
blood was hot, she burned so bright. A neon sign there in the night. It's hard to say if I went too far. My heart still bears a scar.
I just wanna be cool to you. I just wanna be cool to you.
Hey. Right. Be careful what you ask for. Ms. Ross, you playing with fire right now. All right. See, all right. Hey, this is the Versus Friday night, Red Cup Friday night. It is my pleasure to have my co-host, Ms. Ross, on there. We got Issue there. Hey, we made a decision. It's unanimous. Issue, you're going to be our third judge in this thing here. As a matter of fact, speaking of judges, we went 15 minutes past the quarter. So I'm going to have the judges to go on and tune in right now. Hit mic number two and, yep, two and four there. Okay. So, is Matt, yeah, go on.
Testing, is this thing on?
Oh, it's on.
Oh, first of all, hi, Auntie. Happy Veterans Day. And hi, Aisha.
Pull your mic down. Number two, pull it down a little
bit. Okay.
Yeah, pull it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's loud. All right. Actually, this battle is a lot closer than what I thought it was going to be. I honestly thought Ross was going to wax you by now, but you're actually holding your own damn real rider.
What? How in the world could you ever thought that? I didn't drop you on your head as a child, did I?
No.
You know, that's what I do. I know money and music.
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
I
don't know how you would come up with something like that. Okay.
And I was wrong, Father. I apologize.
Okay. Well, good. I'll accept your apology. Okay.
I really thought you would have got waxed by now. I stand corrected.
Well, you, good. You wax on, stand, wax off.
You stand strong.
Of course. Okay. Now, we have three judges here. Is it Isha?
That's my friend Aisha.
Aisha, please forgive me.
No, you said Isha, but it's Ishima.
Ishima.
That's the way it's written on there. Ishima. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Okay.
Thank you.
I know Roz is your mom, but you can, hey, whatever you want to say, your opinion about this first quarter.
First of all, I had to get me a pen and a pad out because I've been here for a minute, but now that I'm a judge, I'm official. So
I love it.
This is new to me. I'm preparing myself.
Okay.
But I have to go based off of, this is random. So randomly, I'm going to base it off of my own perception of what's going on, because I'm not exactly sure what's going on and what the categories are. I lost my pencil somewhere. Oh. But anyway, how y'all doing? Everybody good?
As long as you having fun. No,
I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, there is no theme. It's just a versus. Me against your mom. Okay? That's it. Okay.
All right. So, off the first one, again, I'm not trying to figure out. It's R&B. Is this what this is about? R&B.
No time frame.
Mostly
R&B. Yes, basically yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm gonna go off. I'm gonna get. Mama, don't take this the wrong way. That hit a song. No. that you played earlier, Hip, the Hip song?
Yes.
Yeah. I still need to write that one down. But based off of the fact that was something that didn't hurt and it set the tone, it set the vibe.
Uh-huh.
It spoke about consciousness. It already brought astrology and all that into the forum, which, you know, my mama did that with Earth, Wind, and Fire or whatever, of course. But the fact that I have never heard that song and the lyrics in that song are so in-depth, and whoever was singing lead to that song really meant everything he was saying. So I'm going to give you your props on that.
Thank you.
My mom did come back with the, you know, who was that?
You and My System. She had the system.
She had the system. She did come back with System. Uh-huh. And she did come back with Maxi Priest.
House Call. Yeah, Shabba Ranks and Maxi Priest. And then I played a Maxi Priest, the last one.
Okay, okay. So you played the last one. You came back to her on what she previously played because I had dropped out for a minute. So, I'm going to get at, that would be like a 2-1 on that. And even though other songs was played, but I'm just jumping in. I didn't know I was a judge. But I have my paper.
Okay.
I got to find my pen, wherever it went. But I'm going to give you that first round.
All right. Thank you, dear. Okay. Rod, okay. Yeah, she's taking it like a champ. She's taking it like a champ. That's okay, Roz.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
She know what time it is.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, women, hold it. Hold it, hold it. Oh, she wants to jump around? What?
No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
No.
I'm getting Roz's playlist straight. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Well, Roz, you can speak for yourself. Okay. No, you're going to comment on that. I'm not reading off your comments. You made a comment, something about... Cuba Gooden,
That was Cuba Gooden Daddy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Roz, do you want to explain yourself? Your mic is muted. Oh, yeah, she's talking. I see her lips moving.
Uh-oh.
You have to unmute your own mic. There you are.
Okay, when I said that's Cuba Gooden Daddy, that means the lead singer of that group is Cuba Gooden Sr. I was making no reference to anybody else, but the lead singer of that group is Cuba Gooden Sr.
What group are you talking about? Let the audience know.
The System.
Okay.
No, not the System. What is Hip?
Oh, What is Hip?
Okay.
What is Hip? 1974.
Thank you.
Wow.
I love that.
I think that was Tower of Power.
It was Tower of Power. And
Cuba Gooden Sr. Daddy was the lead singer on that song.
And you know, I didn't know that. Hearing the song in my head right now, I can certainly appreciate that. But on a serious note, on very serious, because we're just having fun. We're focused with Jocelyn and just having a blast, okay? But we do a show every Monday night called Monday Night Madness. And most of you can appreciate this, and it's musicology at its finest. So we go back to the history, and what Roz just pointed out to you is something that I didn't even know. And I do shows like this. Now, we've done well over 300-400 shows just like that. And we give you the life, the legacy of some groups that you may not know that they have sung lead with some other groups and stuff like that. So, Roz, thank you for that information. I really do appreciate that. Now, let's get back to the jabbing. All right. Let's get back. Oh, before we do that, Kev got to speak in.
Oh, yeah. Cause I was waiting. I was like, okay. No, okay. Check it out. Now, I like how it all started. Now, actually, you dropped a bonus gem. I didn't know, I never heard the Tower of Power, What is Hip. So, that was actually a good one. You started out coming out the gate, WB swinging.
Well,
so,
she did too.
Yeah,
so
she
I
did.
Had to,
I mean,
I had to counteract that.
I mean, y'all both came out the gate like, okay, we got something working here with Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, you know, that was my shot then too. But when you threw out the Tower of Power, I was like, okay, this is about to get interesting.
Right.
Now, The System.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. That's one of my favorite groups, actually. You and My System. Man, that's a bad classic right there, too. But then when you came back with Pieces of a Dream, that would be like I told you last week, I had to Google it the next day. The 454. I'm like, man, like I told you, that song was perfect for an instrumental. And then of course with the Maxi Priest and Shabba Ranks. Now, and based on those three songs so far, and this was a very tight one to call, as I always do with the football pool. WB, I'm giving you that first quarter round, 2-1.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back and now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mill ain't voted.
Oh, I had y'all a draw.
Oh, a draw. Okay.
Yeah, dead even. Dead even. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like I said, I was thoroughly impressed with all six songs. So, you know, hats off to y'all, man. Next round?
The next round, get ready for it.
Let's go.
I'm going to take a step back.
We're going to do this right now. All right, this is Roz's pick. Oh, see? Oh. Okay, all right. I see what we're doing. Oh, shucks.
Let me see your move.